Hello, everybody. This is Laura Rebelke, and I'm here with Azure Friday, our special edition of Azure Friday on the go, here at the Build Conference. And today I'm talking to Justin Luck, and he's a PM on the Azure Container Instances service. So talk to me about Azure Container Instances. This is a pretty cool service that we just went GA a couple of weeks ago. I'd like to know a little bit more about what you're seeing with customers and how they use it.
Yeah, so Azure Container Instances is the easiest way for customers to run containers in the cloud today.
Yep.
So we are bringing containers as a compute primitive, and this is cloud-native containers. And so this is first of its kind on Azure. And so the way that customers see virtual machines is the way that they can see containers on Azure as well.
Okay.
And so in the past, if a customer wanted to run a container, they'd have to boot up a full virtual machine, install Docker, patch the machine, and take care of it throughout the lifecycle of your container. But now you can just say, hey, Azure, here's my Docker image, deploy this, and then we'll do it for you. And so we'll manage everything outside of the container, and so you can focus on developing your applications and deploying them whenever you need to.
Okay, well, when would I use this versus spinning up an AKS cluster?
Yeah, that's a great question. So orchestrators are really powerful, but they introduce a pretty steep learning curve. And so you really need an orchestrator like Kubernetes if your application requires service discovery, self-healing, auto-scaling, all of these really complex components that require some kind of logic on top of your containers. But ACI is for all of our customers that may not need all of those fancy things provided. So if you need to deploy a single container or even hundreds or thousands of containers that do one singular job scaled out,
right,
this is a great service for that.
Great,
yeah.
Great. So this week you've made a couple of announcements over the last couple of weeks actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I called out one, GA.
Yeah.
So I tipped my hat to the big one for you
already.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So what other things have you been sharing with people here at Build?
For sure. It's been a super exciting time for containers in general on Azure. So for ACI specifically, we have a couple of new features. So we have exec. So if you're familiar with Docker exec, this basically lets you run any arbitrary command within a running container.
Right.
So you can do this now for these containers running in Azure. And so I can start interactive bash sessions, I can debug, I can check what's going on from within my container. And then also,
can I do that right in the Cloud Shell as well?
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah, that's so awesome.
It's awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's this secure tunnel that lets you just debug, try out new things inside of your containers.
Okay.
And then we also have support for Azure monitoring now. So you can monitor CPU and memory utilization of your containers so that if something starts spiking like crazy, you're able to deploy more containers and scale out if you need to in response.
That's great. That's great. I'm seeing a lot of integration with the monitoring systems and application insights, and I think that's really a fantastic step for all of our services.
It's totally top of mind. You know, you can't really improve what you don't measure. So.
Right.
We're totally believers in that. We've got great things in the works. Log analytics support is going to be coming very soon for ACI as well.
That's very good.
Yeah, so you'll be able to query and cache logs over time.
Great, great. Well, what more do you want to share?
Let's see. So we also have some pretty solid updates on the Virtual Kubelet project.
Okay, well, what is the Virtual Kubelet project for those that haven't been keeping up?
Yeah, so ACI actually has this dedicated concept where you can burst workloads out from a Kubernetes cluster into Azure Container Instances.
Right.
And so within Kubernetes, you have all of these nodes that have finite resources because in the existing Kubernetes world, you have virtual machines acting as each node.
Right.
But the Virtual Kubelet project, which is open source, basically registers with the Kubernetes scheduler as a node with infinite resources. And so that's a pretty powerful concept because when you interact with the same Kubernetes API, the same control plane, you can schedule new work onto this virtual node that has unlimited resources, and it can call out into Azure Container Instances and deploy new pods, new container groups as you would need. And so this enables a really fantastic world where the question starts to become, is this a serverless Kubernetes?
Right.
Because you can have virtual machines up and running in your cluster and dedicate those for steady state workloads or things that have hardware dependencies.
Right.
But if you have something that is just a container and that's all the work that needs to be done, you should be able to burst that out into Azure and not have any more overhead. There's no more VMs to manage, and they're only going to run as long as you need them to run.
Now, how do I get started with this virtual kubelet?
Yeah. So you can check out the project on GitHub, and we also have some awesome samples that show you specifically in a use case for image recognition.
Yep.
So on aka.ms/ACI/samples,
okay.
There's a GitHub repo that basically walks you through standing up an AKS cluster. You can run facial recognition with the VMs, and then you'll eventually get bottlenecked because there's too many pictures, and
yeah.
Then you can use the virtual kubelet to burst out containers into ACI, and you'll start to see the throughput start to skyrocket. It's a really cool project.
Very good, very good. And where do I go to learn more about ACI?
Yes. So we have our technical documentation and then our product page updated, so aka.ms/ACI. That's a great place to get started. You can read all about our GA announcements there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for
awesome.
The time today. It's
yeah.
been great chatting with you.
Thank you.
All right. And once again, this is Azure Friday, our special edition of Azure Friday on the Go here at the Build Conference. And we've been learning about Azure Container Instances.